on Saturday, boy, it's not gonna be nice.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be nice. But if you play well and do what you're supposed to do, everybody do their job, then you know practice will be a little bit easier and a whole lot fun.
865-200-5402 to our next caller on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Hey Tony, this is Jeff.
Hey Jeff, welcome in. You've got a full house here tonight. Hello, sir.
Hey buddy, I just was thinking, you know, I used to camp out for tickets. I started school there in 1987, and I just cannot remember a time where I was not excited about a UT game. And then now it's just like, you know, I'm just waiting for us to lose. And I also wish you would comment, you and T-Rob, on the unsportsmanlike conduct call on the sideline on Butch. How do you think that influenced the game?
You know, Bino, what was your take on that call?
Well, to be honest, I'm surprised that it took game four for Butch to get that, because that's pretty restrictive over there, and it's something he's never been real good at. I've never had a problem with Butch being fired up on the sideline. I kind of prefer a coach that's that way myself. I don't think it had any negative impact on the football game. Again, I'm surprised he's been able to restrain himself enough to stay within the confines of that rule.
And you'll be glad, our caller will, that Butch Jones, after the game, said he was taking full ownership and takes full responsibility for what went on there.
Now, and I wouldn't mind as much if it wasn't at the 50-yard line as opposed to the 10.
Well, and that's what you get with Butch Jones. You just don't get much situational awareness from him or his football team. He just does things for no rhyme or reason.
What I do have trouble with, though, is you can't get on Kendall Vickers for getting one when he's about the only guy showing any fight out there, and then get one yourself.
Yeah, that's got to be...
I agree with that, Bino.
That's got to be so frustrating, though, to be Butch Jones right now and know that in year five, you escape with the hair on your chinny chin chin from losing to UMass. And I'm telling you guys, I've only been here 30 years. That would have been about as bad as us losing to Memphis down in 96 down there. That today would have been inexcusable to lose to that football team, because they don't have one player that can play. There's just not one player on UMass's team. It isn't like they're one of these directional schools and they've got a great back, or they've got a great this, or they've got a quarterback, Tone, that holds the ball for like 45 seconds.
And we didn't get close to him. And we didn't even get to him. I mean, how many sacks did we get today? What, four, five, six?
Tennessee had 7 sacks in the game, 12 tackles for loss. UMass, I think you were still driving over when we talked about this. UMass also had 12 tackles for loss.
Because they were all in our backfield.
They were all over us.
It was all in our backfield, you know. And I tell you what, our offensive line has got to get a whole lot better. A whole lot better, because I was on the field today and I went to the offensive lineman and said, guys, let's take these guys out early, man. Let's go. Let's take them out early, man. Get this thing over with.
Tony Robinson, if I don't think you were here yet when we talked about this, just a quick mention of it. First down efficiency for UMass today, they ran, they averaged 8.4 yards per first down play, totaling 226 yards. Tennessee had 77 total yards on first down. Tennessee ran 2 more plays than UMass ran.
What's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture? You know, there's something wrong there.
If you average 8.4 yards per first down, how do you ever get stopped? How do you only end up with 13 points?
You have 9 yards per carry, man. You know, I mean, per play.
On first down, Tom.
I'm speechless, man. Let's go to the phone. See, go to the phone.
I think we have a caller on. Are we still?
Hey, T-Rob, one more thing on the way out. How disturbing is it for you that student section clears out so early? Those guys can take the heat. We took the heat back in the day.
Well, I guess those students are back in our day, I think it was a lot more fun watching us back then instead of watching them right now. You know, the students, they're a big part of it. Big part of that. You know, when the team is not playing the way they're capable of playing, then, you know, people get they're not interested in the game. So, you know, those students, Butch, Coach Jones is going to catch a lot of flack for those Sooners, man. Not just on the rock.
Oh, there's no question.
You know, he's going to catch a lot of flack.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you, too, brother. Man. Thank you.
Bino, I know you want to roll and go watch some stuff. You mind sitting with us for a couple more phone calls?
No, I'll be glad to, Tony.
All right, let's go
one
back.
Quick thing
go
before
ahead.
We move on.
Go ahead, Beanstar.
People talking about that Ford kid playing the NFL. If that kid plays in the NFL, whoever drafts him better get a big old huge spatula because that's the only way they're going to get him off the field in the NFL.
He is a ball holder of the nth degree. I mean, he's got a clock in his head that goes 1/100. 2/100. You know what I'm saying?
He's got delayed clock.
He's got a delay clock in his head, Tom.
Delay clock. Hey, that delay clock will get you clocked.
Sundial, Bina.
Hey, it will get you clocked. That will get you clocked, man.
And Elliot Berry came up there and ripped his damn head off.
Yo.
I mean, good night. Unbelievable, Andy Mack.
Oh, man.
Let's go back to the phones. Bino, that's so well put. I blew that kid up all week, and he looked a lot better against Temple than he did against us. He was ball holding. Let's go back to the phones. There was some bad quarterback play in that game. Poor Garantano looked like he had never played. Our two guys, Tony, you told me about Garantano. You told me.
I told you.
Who were these people telling me? Because he can run around.
Well, you know, everybody wants to, the running quarterback.
Then we'll get our next call in.
All right.
Yes, hello, and welcome into our next caller.
Hey, guys. Big Tennessee fan. I love the show. It's my first time calling in.
Thank you, man. We're honored for you.
Just like y'all would say, that would have been the worst loss, you know, ever. One of the worst losses. But I think, like, this is Butch's worst win he got. Like, this offense shows no imagination. We're supposed to be a spread offense, but I don't see any, like, wide receiver screens, no jet sweeps. You know, let me see Tyler Burry just get a jet sweep around the corner. Have we ever tried that on defense?
And here, yeah,
when we play man-to-man, they always 8 yards off the ball. That's not – what corner wants to play 8 yards off the ball in man-to-man?
When you get beat like that, man, you know, some of them play 10, 12 yards off the ball. And you know what I mean? When you, I mean, it just, you know, I mean, it speaks for itself, man. Our cornerbacks I've never seen any.
Were they better today, Tom?
Oh, man. Well, you mess with all that good, so you know, I mean,
yeah, I can't. Made a good hit.
They made some plays, you know, a few plays, you know, but other than that, you know, yeah, they still the same. They're not all progressing at all.
So are you worried because Georgia doesn't really have great wide receivers? They don't. But here's what Georgia can do to us. It scares the hell out of me.
They could run
They're going to
that
pound
ball.
It right at Congbo.
They're going to run it.
And he loses. Have you ever seen defensive ends lose gap integrity the way ours do?
No.
On any level. I mean, I hate to be critical. Yeah. Today they got run over, John Bruin in studio. Talk to me about it, what you saw today.
Well, defensively, a lot of times they were getting out of position on the twist, and they wasn't finishing their loop or their A position. So, you know, and it's a line that's very questionable at that, so it's getting these blocks and getting them tied up. So I don't know if they're just had smarter or what, but, you know.
And I was talking to Bino during the game. At one point Bino made to me is when you've got UMass doing that to you, brother, you got problems.
You got problems, yeah, definitely. You know, Georgia's going to try to pound it down our throats.
God.
And at play action, they're going to come with that play action with those two running backs they have, man. So we, as a defensive team, our corners got to get a whole lot better. And I was glad to see Bird in there, but he needs to be on defense, man. I mean,
there's no question.
He needs to be on defense.
You can tell by looking at him; he's a defender.
It's a big game for a lot of special plays, like reverses.
Thank you. That's what our caller just said.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
to make the other teams have to work on it.
Right.
Something. Yeah. Show the other teams something else. You know, besides that same basic BS we got, man. But, I mean, you know, I mean.
So to our caller,
we gotta get better. We gotta get more creative.
So to our first time caller, do you not like our delayed draw where we wait 7 seconds to give the ball to a ball carrier who's standing still?
I mean, it worked the first time, and then the second time we split it in there again. But we can't do that, you know, 3-4 times. It's not. I mean, I don't. he has, like I said, he has no imagination. It's like, we on Madden, and he just plays X every time and chooses exactly what plays right there. He don't look down and go through another playbook and switch up the formation. He's like, I don't know, bro. This is year five. He said he wants continuity at quarterback, and then he put Garantano in at the worst possible time. I mean, bro.
Garantano had good numbers, though, to finish. Alex, read Garantano's numbers. And thank you for the call, my friend. Go ahead, Alex. Listen to this.
Garantano on the afternoon, 2 for 5 for -3 yards.
Yeah.
And a passer rating of 35.
So he puts Garantano in.